spoke about goal setting today. What goals have you got for the footy season?
Yeah, clearly our goal is to improve, as every kind of team is, I guess. But with 22 new guys coming through the door in the last 18 months, it's a really big goal of ours is to get that, build that team cohesion and get everyone aligned on the same path, understanding where we want to go, and probably more importantly, how we want to play. We understand that our members have been through a tough time in the last couple of years, and I think we took steps forward last year, and we're really looking to take further steps forward this year.
Got a lot of new guys in the club, as you say. Get a feeling of how the side might shape up?
Yeah, well, at this time of year, it's really hard to gauge that. Everyone's running around really fit, really healthy. There's 18 sides in the competition at the moment, flying around their pre-season, having a great time. So once games come around, I guess we'll get a better indication of that. But our focus at the moment is to really nail down our game plan, get everyone on the same page, and hopefully with that injection of new players and that new energy, new blood, that can really help propel the group forward.
Has any of them impressed you, or have you had the chance to be impressed?
Yeah, not much. Ross said yesterday, this is really their first proper week. They were drafted a week and a half ago and almost immediately went away on camp, and so they're just integrating back into the group now, and so they've had a couple of runs around with the groups, but everyone's out at different schools for the remainder of the week. So I guess the week's coming into Christmas, and then throughout January we'll really prove the tale, I guess.
We don't really get to see Ross. He's sort of hidden away while the cameras are there, but is he any different at this time of year? You've been through plenty of pre-seasons with him by now. Is it approaching it any differently?
No, certainly not. Ross is very detailed orientated and knows what he likes and knows how he coaches and goes about it. So I guess the shift for the entire club over the last couple of years has been to really nurture and educate the younger guys coming through who haven't experienced much of AFL life before and haven't gone through what's required. So I guess in terms of a shift in mentality, perhaps Ross has changed slightly, but the way he goes about it and his method certainly hasn't.
Now, with the new couple of high draft picks coming in and the team adapting, do you see yourself being part of that first choice midfield going into this season?
I certainly consider myself still good enough to really contribute to Fremantle. I feel like I've got a lot to offer. I had a shifting role last year, playing a bit more forward, and I think that's the way of things now in AFL. You need to be able to play multiple roles really well, and I feel like I can do that, and I can complement the different guys that we've got throughout the different regions on the field. So I'm certainly not approaching this season any differently mentally or physically than I have the past 14.
But potentially we might see you spending primarily your time in the forward line and then pinch hitting in the mid?
Yeah, well, I think that was a trend that we saw last year. Overall, I think I may have spent more time forward than I did midfield, so I think that'll certainly be a method of play for me moving forward. As regards to what the ratios and things like that are, I've got no idea, and Ross probably doesn't even know, to be honest. Just see how that develops throughout the summer and throughout the early part of the season.
You're mentoring anyone in particular? So it looks like Bailey Banfield with like your shadow at the moment.
Yeah, it's nice to have Bailey out with me for a couple of days. As I said, we haven't really had a chance to mingle or meet you guys in too much detail just yet, so it's good to be able to spend a couple of days.
How do you keep things fresh, when you've been in the season? How do you keep the enthusiasm, I guess, coming into a long summer?
Yeah, I always find the summer almost the most favourable and best aspect of it. There's no form or selection disappointment. Everyone's really up and about, and it's a real period of growth for everyone. Everyone's looking to improve, and whether it be time trials or skin folds or skills or whatever it is, it's a real time of change and a real chance to mould the group the way we want to go. And over my time, especially within the leadership group, to have that capacity throughout the summer has been really revitalising. And you spend 8 to 10 weeks away from everyone after the end of the season, so you come back together, and we spend so much time together during the year. It's like you're getting back together with family almost. It's really refreshing and revitalising, as I said, so it's a good time of year, and we've only got a couple of weeks up until Christmas, and then we all go away again, so to try and make the most of our time together, and especially during our training sessions, we're aiming to be really up and about and gain momentum through every session.
Your body's been pretty good, it hasn't let you down too much, so does that mean you don't have to change up much anything? I've heard Valentine's doing a lot of Pilates and stuff like that, but is there anything you're doing when you get older?
Oh, not particular. I've always been fairly in particular with my preparation, whether it be diet or physically. So I've certainly continued on that trend, but the first year in a couple of years I haven't required end of season surgery, which has really progressed me. It's been really beneficial both for coming back to football and my family life at home. So not having to get around on crutches for a couple of weeks was really beneficial. But yeah, at the moment, body's feeling really good. As I said, we're trying to grow and improve every session, and certainly a time for that.
I think Aaron turned 35 yesterday.
Yeah, old boy.
And did the older guys feel like an endangered species coming in now? Like, there's a lot of you.
Yeah, it's been a big change, hasn't it? So, you never get comfortable on an AFL list, regardless of age. It's about performance, and as I said, I feel like I've got a lot to offer still. It's about trying to extract that and be really consistent.
What are your expectations for the team as a whole? I believe you guys have been having meetings the last couple of days about the trademark of the team and what the expectations are. Do you think 2 years out of finals, it's time to get back there?
That'd be great. Yeah, obviously everyone's goal is to play finals and ultimately win a premiership. The path that we're on at the moment, and we've been talking about for the last 2 weeks, is really defining that, but more importantly, defining our process toward that. So I think we've kind of bedded down kind of processes and the way we want to internally view ourselves. And now it's about guys aligning themselves to that and really buying in, and hopefully that will be our pathway.
Those two Victorian young midfielders have come in, and there's a lot expected of them. You take them under your wing a bit, obviously having a similar experience coming over here to Perth.
Yeah, I wasn't a pick 2 or 5, which is a bit different. But, obviously, with the high draft picks come a bit of expectation, but, that's all external noise, to be frank. And we're just looking for them to really integrate into the group really well. And we know that they're good young men who train hard, and we've seen that in a couple of sessions already. So, as long as they come in and try their best, I'm sure they'll be fine.
Are you prepared to sacrifice your own game for guys like that to develop, if that's what it comes to this year?
Absolutely, yeah. I think, as I said before, over the last couple of years, we've seen that more and more. I've spent more time forward and a little bit of time back, and we've seen guys like Sonny Walters and Connor Blakely spend a bit more time in the middle and really flourish in that role. So ultimately, we're here for team success, and it's not about me or the individual.
Do